The widower of assassinated former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, Asif Ali Zardari, hopes to succeed Pervez Musharraf, who resigned as president late last month, shortly before impeachment proceedings were to be convened against him in Parliament. Many analysts say that Zardari's decision to run for president surprised former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, who just days earlier withdrew his party's support for the coalition led by Zardari's Pakistan People's Party. Sharif's Pakistan Muslim League N quickly fielded a former Supreme Court Chief Justice as its own presidential candidate. Just 5 months ago, Zardari and Sharif formed a coalition to counter then-President Pervez Musharraf. Lisa Curtis with the Heritage Foundation here in Washington says the rift in Pakistan's politics has weakened the state.
What Pakistan really needs is a leader who can demonstrate statesmanship, who can bring the various factions together, the different parties together, to deal with the national crisis that is facing the country.
Analyst Haider Malik at the U.S. Joint Special Operations University says Asif Ali Zardari has enough support in Parliament to become Pakistan's next president. But he says Zardari would succeed only if he allows the U.S. to become more involved in Pakistan's domestic affairs and the war on terror.
If Zardari provides that kind of political atmosphere where Washington can do its bidding and Islamabad can sell the war on terror as Pakistan's own war and retain its legitimacy and the coalition, whatever combination of parties get together.
Hanif Akhtar, an American businessman of Pakistani origin, is optimistic about U.S.-Pakistan relations, regardless of who wins the presidential race in Islamabad. The reason, he says, is a shift in U.S. policy toward Pakistan, which he says had been a personality-based policy.
They are working with the people of Pakistan, and fighting against the terrorism is a national priority for Pakistan. This is kind of a cancer in Pakistan society. It has to be removed.
Despite Pakistan's unsettled politics, the army crackdown on militants in the tribal areas that border Afghanistan has continued for several weeks. News reports say Army Chief General Ashfaq Kayani has used special forces to deal with Al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters and has been coordinating with NATO forces in neighboring Afghanistan. General Kayani's latest efforts have won praise from the chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, who met with General Kayani last week aboard an American aircraft carrier in the Indian Ocean. Also on hand were the top American commander in Iraq, Army General David Petraeus, and other U.S. and Pakistani military officers. Admiral Mullen said the meeting better defined the problem of Pakistan-based Taliban militants conducting raids inside Afghanistan. He added that he wanted to assess the cross-border violence through the eyes of a typical Pakistani commander who has to fight extremists in his own country.
He's very consistent in what he's doing. He's thought this through. And he continues to move forward in an area that involves, obviously, the PAC military, his authorities over the Frontier Corps as well.
Mullen says he's encouraged by Pakistan's actions to try to stop the cross-border raids. But Lisa Curtis at the Heritage Foundation says political instability in Pakistan has resulted in an increase in cross-border militant attacks into India. Curtis says this could damage Pakistan's relations with India, which were improving during the Musharraf era.
We've seen some increased firing across the line of control, which is showing that the ceasefire is starting to collapse, as well as the accusations that Pakistan was involved in the bombing of the Indian embassy in Kabul.
But analyst Haider Malik is optimistic. He says Pakistan's government has made it clear that it wants to improve trade with India, despite the long-standing dispute over Kashmir.
We will be so economically interdependent that both countries will be able to come to a solution that is acceptable by both, rather than military muscle from any side, which has been Islamabad's old policy.
Some experts note that the main point of contention between Asif Ali Zardari and Nawaz Sharif has not been resolved. The two men differ on the issue of reinstating the more than 60 judges who were fired by Pervez Musharraf last year, allegedly to prevent a legal challenge to his re-election as president. Sharif says an executive order by the coalition government can reinstate the judiciary, but Zardari wants a constitutional amendment to do so. Critics say Zardari is reluctant to reinstate the judges because he fears the judiciary could reverse his legal amnesty and revive corruption cases against him. Pakistani lawyers, meanwhile, continue to rally. They say the Zardari government's recent reinstatement of just 8 judges was not enough, and the lawyers' movement, which demands that all the judges be brought back, continues to polarize the nation's politics. For Focus, I'm Ravi.